in the game. It's time for Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis. A look at area high school sports across the board.
Let's go!
Why don't we give it a try?
Okay.
If it's being played, we're covering it here. Brought to you by QC Kinetics.
Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis is on.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Day-Day Damian Lewis.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app, live in the Kia Studios. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation. I am your host, Damian Day-Day Lewis, at the D Lewis for real, at 92.9 The Game for all your social needs of this lovely station, and of course at PS underscore Nation underscore on the X. Welcome into another weekly dive into the world of high school sports here in the great state of GA. We talk about things nationally if we like it, if it makes sense. But we like to keep it in our own backyard right here in the great state of GA because so many great student athletes and programs here in Georgia. So that's what we do, man. We focus and shine the light on our great states. Welcome in. Got my guy Sonny holding me down on the other side of the glass. Sonny, hopefully you've been having a good week to this point. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I was just going to say, yeah, it was a good week.
Good deal, man. And, man, how about the weather today after all that coldness we've been dealing with? We had some nice warm weather today. It was still chilly when I left this morning to come in for my earlier shift. So it was still chilly. And then, of course, the parking deck kind of holds the temperature, you know. So even though I left at, like, 12, it still felt cool in the parking deck, but once I actually got home and got out of my car, I was like, oh wow, nice day today. Really kind of thankful for that, because I'm just at that age and stage in my life, man, I don't want no parts of the cold. Like, I'd rather just have, you know, the coolest I need is like 60 degrees in my life. To be quite honest, that's the stage I'm at.
I actually went to the gym because I felt guilty. I was like, I'm going to be wasting a day if I don't. Because I use the cold as an excuse to not do anything. So I was like, if I don't go to the gym today, I'm going to feel real bad. So I went.
Good deal. Good call. So, all right, man, we got a great show lined up for you. Of course, we'll recap the week. It's actually an interesting week for me this past week. Didn't get into a whole lot more so. Well, Saturday was busy for me. I bounced around Saturday, but throughout the week, obviously, we had was that last week, yeah, where the cold came in, right, early at the beginning of the week. So, obviously, games and things on, what was that, Tuesday and Wednesday were canceled, so wasn't much to get into then, obviously. And then going into the weekend, my wife had to take my oldest son to Florida, and she took our baby boy with her because my oldest is doing 7-on-7. And so as a family, we couldn't go because my 8-year-old, I coach his basketball team, and we had our first playoff game on Sunday, which we won that one. But unfortunately, last night, tough one for us, man. We fell into an early deficit and fought back hard late, but unfortunately couldn't come out on top. Just was too hard to get over that, get out of that deficit that we climbed into or got into so early on. But I think it was we were down by like 12 early, man, and got back within like 6 with like 2 minutes to go, but we just couldn't overcome that, man. So that's my sad story on that. But anyway, say all that to say, Saturday was kind of my busiest day. I kind of bounced around, checked out. Shouts out to the Marietta Blue Devils. Checked them out a little bit. They were hosting their Blue Devil Brawl Wrestling Invitational Annual that they do. And then the Westminster Wildcats hosted the 54th Metro Swimming and Diving Invitational. So I was there. I actually went by there twice because they had the prelims earlier in the day, and then they had the finals in the evening. So I went to that, and then two of our boys stayed with me. So it was a straight split. She took two with her. I kept two with me, and I took the two that I had, our 8-year-old and our 12-year-old. We went to the Hawks game that night when they took on Toronto. So that was kind of – Saturday was kind of the busy day for me. But again, of course, the winter weather last week jacked us up in regards to high school sports. So Tuesday and – and Wednesday were, you know, nothing happening. And then again, Thursday kind of started getting, oh, well, my son, he had his eighth grade playoff game Thursday. So I was at that on Thursday, which that was their opening round. Unfortunately, they lost. Now, kudos to him, though, because that was his eighth grade team and they called him up to JV. So he's going to help JV finish out. So big deal. That's kind of a big deal for in our household, because my wife was like, you know, should we let him do it? I'm like, girl, yeah, like getting called up is a major thing. Like, what do you mean? Should we let him do it? Yes, 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 yes. I wish I got called up when I was in high school or middle school. So congratulations to our kid Carson on that, man. Big deal for him on that. Other than that, man, yeah, got a lot of shout out and accolades we'll get into when we get into this prep roundup here in just a few minutes. A lot of things, a lot of coaching announcements, head coaches, one coach coming back that, and it's ironic. Shout out to Coach Adam Clack. He was announced this week, and we'll get into it when we do a little later on. We'll kind of run through some of the coaching hires that were announced this week, but he was announced as the new head coach as Parkview. And ironically, I literally was saying to myself, and I was talking to Rusty Manziel about it, I was like, man, I was literally just asking myself, like, what is Clack doing? Is he, like, just going to chill? Is he not going to get back in the game? And then sure enough, lo and behold, that announcement came out earlier this week. So we'll talk about a few other ones. Obviously, the big one last week was Coach Boone Williams for Langston Hughes going to Northside Warner Robins. Well, they replaced him with a familiar face, so we'll get into that again when we next segment about 13 minutes from now when we kind of run through some of the coaching hires. So without further ado, man, let's do what we do and get into the prep roundup.
Now it's time for the Prep Roundup.
On Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
All right, before we start shouting folks out, let me make sure I let you know, Sanaya Sharper of the Archer Tigers girls basketball team, going to be catching up with her. She's our student profile of the week. And my guy Joel Hillsman Heavy, he's going to tap in a little later on in the show as well as we talk high school hoops. Of course, things starting to wind down for the regular season, getting in ready for some region tournaments and then the state tournament. So we'll be catching up with the both of them. Great conversations you'll get to hear right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, shout outs and accolades, all that good stuff. One time to Marietta Girls Basketball's Leah DeWitt. She's a freshman and she's reached 500 career points here in her first year of high school basketball, so she's off to a fantastic start. That looks like that's potentially one of those 2,000 point careers. We're gonna put it out there in the atmosphere for her. All right, congratulations to Lambert Longhorns boys basketball's Will Dope for reaching 1,000 career points. Campbell girls basketball, Sanaya Binion, she reached 1,000 career points. Pace Academy boys basketball, Chandler Bing, he reached 1,000 career points. Hebron Christian basketball's Mia MJ James, she also reached 1,000 career points. Like, yo, everybody's getting to these 1,000 career points, man. Marietta, also another one for Marietta girls basketball, Cayenne Senior, she reached 500 career rebounds. Holy Innocence, this is big for them. Both Caleb Wilson from the boys basketball team recently announced his commitment to UNC. Today's Wednesday. What was that, Monday night? But anyway, he and on the other side, his counterpart on the girls basketball team at Holy Innocence, Haley Swain, Stanford commit, named to the McDonald's All-American team. Shout out also overtime elites, Malik Thomas, committed to Arkansas. He was also named to the McDonald's All-American. So that is some of your shout-out and accolades. Look back. I mentioned Archer Tigers. I got a chance to watch them Friday. They were taking on the Grayson Rams. Unfortunately, it was a big region matchup, but unfortunately, it was Grayson completing the regular season series sweep. 59-44, your final in that one. At the time, Grayson improved to 20-1. That was their 20th straight win. So basically, they lost their season opener, and they haven't lost since. And now they're actually 21-1 with 21 straight wins and 9-0 in region play. This comes after their win over Grovetown last night. But following that matchup, I did catch up with head coach Tim Slater and just talked to him about, you know, the girls' performance in the game, as well as, you know, this nice little run they've been on since the start of the season.
I think just listening to the scout. I think, you know, anytime we get film, we get an opportunity to watch and see where we can improve. I think there's things we cleaned up from last game. And then again, you know, number one Whitehead for them didn't play as much as I would have expected. And she's really the engine that makes them go. And so her off the floor gives opportunity to kind of extend the lead, put a little pressure. So that helps, you know, anytime the other team's best players off the floor, that helps.
All right, obviously phenomenal stretch for you all right now that you're in. What are you seeing from the girls that's really impressed you right now?
Belief. You know, not very many kids would have the fortitude to be a part of a program that went 32-0 and win state and competes nationally, probably the last public school to ever compete in Chipotle and finish nationally ranked in the top 10, and then to come back and be willing to compete. You know, a lot of kids would be satisfied or feel like they're not enough. And that's not this group of kids. These kids want to fight and prove that they're every bit as good as any team that's ever put on the Grayson uniform. And so we see a lot of that right now from them. And it's really impressive, and it's a lot of fun to coach.
Good deal. A lot of all-around play from you, you know, contributions tonight. How important is that for you guys down the stretch of the season?
I mean, the strength of the team is the team. Obviously, we have some really, really great players. We have some great kids that are going to play at the next level, and that helps. But the strength of the team is the team. You know, we don't really have that one kid who's super selfish or the ball sticks. Or, you know, we got kids that are guarding kids out of position because we're small. And so we got smaller kids willing to guard big kids. We got kids that want to play on the wing that are playing inside and sacrificing for the team. And, you know, I'm just really, really proud of them. You know, like Jamaica Clegg has been out with an injury for like 2 weeks, and obviously it was snowpocalypse last week. We don't get to practice. But for that kid to come back and fight, I'm proud of her. I'm very proud of her and her contribution and just what she means to this team. And that's the thing. It's all just little things. It's you know, the strength of the team is the team. And like I said, they're a fun group to coach.
All right, again, as head coach Tim Slater, Grayson Lady Rams, the defending champs, looking to make a trip back to Macon. And again, off to a 21-1 start, 9-0 in region play. Saturday, I told you I was kind of hopping around a good little bit, but the biggest portion of my day was spent over at the Westminster School as they hosted the 54th Metro Swimming and Diving Invitational, man. Some phenomenal performances, including Midtown sophomore who hopefully things she, you know, we're back and forth, but she'll be on the show hopefully here in a week or so. But she had a phenomenal finish in the girls 200 meter freestyle, finishing in a time of 150.51. And if you don't know anything about her, this young lady back during the Summer Olympics actually got a chance to participate in the trials in Indianapolis. That's how good she is. So congratulations to her. A couple of other notable wins. Blessed Trinity freshman Will Kaminsky, he took first in the boys 200 in individual medley. 158.01 was his time. Decker Stedman of Lovett took first in the girls 50-meter freestyle, 23.90 her time. She set a meet record with that time. So, shouts out to all of them. Of course, the swimming and diving state championships coming up here next week, kicking off, I believe, Wednesday, and they'll run through Saturday. So, good luck to all of them as they, you know, this past week there were a lot of people. This was kind of their last opportunity to qualify for state, so a lot of swimmers were able to get that done. So congratulations to all of those that will now be getting ready to get into the states next week. So looking forward to covering that as well. That's going to do it for the prep roundup. Still to come here on the show, Sanaya Sharper, Archer Tigers girls basketball. Got a chance to watch her play a couple of seasons now. Only a sophomore, and she's doing her thing. Great conversation with her a little later on in the show. My guy Joel Hillsman, we'll be talking boys hardwood throughout the state with this guy. Listen, if you actually got physical splinters for every time you touched a basketball court, this guy would probably be stitched up, man. That's how in tune he is. It's all coming up right here on Prep Sports Nation Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app.